A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters. And they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. About 2 weeks ago, I was reading a Gallup poll about religion, and there were some surprising statistics in this Gallup poll. 78% of Americans still believe in God. Thank God. No pun intended, but thank God, right? 70% of those Americans believe that God will judge us based on our actions. Now, this is where it gets interesting, but it makes sense when you see what's happening. The majority of Americans believe that religion is no longer housed in the church. It's all within the individual. That's where you find religion now. In other words, modernity says that we are on our own. We must earn God's love. We must earn our way into his hearts. And we must earn our way into heaven. But this is nothing new. It's been around for thousands of years. It's called Pelagianism. It's been around since what Augustine dealt with it. There's nothing biblical about this. Nothing. Here's today's gospel. "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." It's nothing about earning God's love. You know what God revealed in Jesus? He wants us to simply, for us to simply root ourselves in God. And how do we do that? I feel like I'm speaking to the choir right now, preaching to the choir, here in the Mass and in the sacraments. When you are rooted in God, you are connected to the source of life, grace, and love. And guess what, everyone? It pays dividends. You will bear much fruit.